New Delhi. India has successfully repatriated the sacred Piparwa gems, ancient relics believed to be linked to the remains of the Buddha, more than a century after they were excavated and taken abroad. The dramatic return follows a global backlash that forced the cancellation of a high-profile auction in Hong Kong earlier this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the development on X, calling it a joyous day for our cultural heritage. The 334 ancient stones, which include amethysts, garnets, pearls, and gold, were set to be auctioned by Sotheby's for an estimated 100 million Hong Kong dollars, approximately 106 crore rupees. But in May, India's culture ministry intervened, threatening legal action in both Indian and Hong Kong courts, accusing the auction house of violating international cultural heritage norms. The gems were unearthed in 1898 by British colonial landowner William Claxton Pepe at Piparwa in present-day Uttar Pradesh. Historians believe they were buried in a stupa dating back to around 240 BCE, alongside the cremated remains of the Buddha himself. Many Buddhists consider the relics to be sacred, even sacred in a corporeal sense. Under colonial rule, most of the excavated artifacts were claimed by the British government, with a share retained by the Pepe family. The descendants of Pepe had recently decided to auction the remaining relics, prompting widespread condemnation from Buddhist leaders, scholars, and cultural activists across the globe. The Indian government, in partnership with Godrej Industries Group, negotiated the purchase of the relics, bringing them back under national custody. The artifacts will be unveiled at a formal ceremony and placed on permanent public display. This is more than just a repatriation, it is a restoration of spiritual and cultural dignity, said Parachcha Godrej, executive director of Godrej Industries Group. These gems are symbols of compassion, peace, and the legacy of the Buddha. Chris Pepe, grandson of the original excavator, also welcomed the outcome. We are happy that the true significance of the Piparwa discovery has finally received the public recognition it always deserved, he said.